Hello, welcome to this episode of the ReLoop Brief. I'm Barry Sneddon, ReLoop's Director of Communications. Now, generally speaking, there has been a steady decline of reusable beverage containers around the world. And in this episode, we're speaking with Anna Larson, ReLoop Circular Economy Development Director, to explore why this is the case. Anna starts with explaining what exactly we mean when we say reusable beverage container.
A reusable beverage container, in opposition to single-use format, which is recycled, a reusable one should be collected and should undergo preparation for reuse, including washing, sanitation control, and finally refilling. Based on data analysis that ReLoop performed, we can say that globally there is dramatic decline in use of reusable beverage containers in the first 20 years of 21st century. The most dramatic decline was noticed in Denmark, where 91% of products sold in reusable containers dropped 20 years after to just 15. So we are talking about the decline of 76 percentage points. This is a result of consolidation of beverage companies and also new trend related to many beverages, many types of beverages sold in the market and increased number of products offered to consumers.
So let's talk about the collection of reusable containers. How does that work?
As soon as beverages were sold on big scale, and we know that from historic films, products like sodas or beer was always sold in reusable formats, usually glass reusable bottle. And from the very beginning, the collection method was based on deposit, because this was the only guarantee for high returns of the valuable containers. They were heavy glass bottles. Producers really cared to have them back and to be able to refill them with new products. Right now, all reusable bottles that are sold to consumers in Europe are subject to a deposit system, even in countries where reusable containers are not very common, like in Sweden. Calculated also with HoReCa sector, Sweden has less than 10% of the beverages sold in reusable formats. And those reusable bottles are subject to a deposit system where consumer pays a deposit fee during purchasing of a product in reusable bottle. And when a consumer gets this feedback, as soon as it brings the reusable glass bottle back to a collection point in a shop.
So we know it makes sense. We know it's the right thing to reuse resources. We know that. But what would you say, in your opinion, is the sort of future here for the reusable containers? And I know there's an impact with the packaging waste regulations, PPWR. What do you see happening in the future then?
You mentioned packaging and packaging waste regulation. It's a very important strategic document of European Union, and in a way, not only obliges European countries to collect 90% of single-use beverage containers, such as plastic bottles and metal cans, but also obliges producers across Europe to offer to consumers at retail locations at least 10% of products sold in reusable beverage containers. As of today, many countries, there are seven of them in Europe, have decided to deploy licensed deposit systems for reusable containers. So if any producer in Finland or Lithuania or Denmark or Latvia would like to place on market product in reusable beverage containers, this producer has to be part of a licensed deposit system. And the predominant functionality of this umbrella and framework is to report the amounts placed on market and collected amounts of reusable beverage containers. And I think in future, this will be very much linked to the verification of fulfillment of the quota imposed by PPWR. As I mentioned, it's 10% sold in retail locations. And we know that deposit fee is actually a very powerful motivation for consumers. It has always been to bring the empty packages back to collection point. But interestingly, this deposit fee is also an important verification element in terms of the collected reusable beverage containers. So some of return deposits will determine very much the number of return containers. And as a deposit is part of a system, it will never be able to exist in isolation. It will be linked to licensed deposit schemes for reusable beverage containers. So in future, in light of PPWR and in light of quota imposed on reusable containers, we will see development of more centralized frameworks for a collection of reusable containers as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Relit Brief. Of course, there's many more previous episodes for you to check out. If you subscribe or follow, you'll also get details of our next episode.